हेलो स्टूडेंट, वेलकम टू मॉड्यूल 3 ऑफ चैप्टर मेटल एंड नॉन मेटल, क्लास 10 साइंस. इन द प्रीवियस मॉड्यूल वी डिस्कस अबाउट द केमिकल प्रॉपर्टीज, दैट इज अ रिएक्शन ऑफ मेटल विथ एयर एंड रिएक्शन ऑफ मेटल विथ वाटर. इन दिस मॉड्यूल वी डिस्कस अबाउट हाउ मेटल रिएक्ट विथ एसिड एंड हाउ मेटल रिएक्ट विथ मेटल सॉल्ट सोल्यूशन and their reactivity series. When metal react with dilute acid, it form metal salt and produce hydrogen gas. Let us take an example of sodium metal. When sodium react with dilute hydrochloric acid, it forms sodium chloride and hydrogen gas. This reaction is again very fast. Magnesium, when it is mixed with dilute sulfuric acid, it forms magnesium sulfate and hydrogen gas. Same way, magnesium react with dilute hydrochloric acid, it forms magnesium chloride and hydrogen gas. Let us take another example of zinc. Zinc with sulfuric acid, it gives zinc sulfate and hydrogen gas. So when metal react with dilute acid, it gives metal salt and hydrogen gas. So in general, we conclude that when metal react with dilute acid, it gives metal salt and evolved hydrogen gas. But this is not happen with nitric acid. When metal react with nitric acid, hydrogen gas does not evolve. The reason is that when metal react with nitric acid, the hydrogen gas is formed which convert into water. Since nitric acid is a strong oxidizing agent, it convert hydrogen into water and itself get reduced to oxides of nitrogen. Therefore, generally when metal react with nitric acid, hydrogen gas will not evolve. But there are two metal, magnesium and manganese. When they react with nitric acid, they produce hydrogen gas. The hydrogen gas evolved when metal like magnesium and manganese react with nitric acid. In this case also, we see that the evolution of hydrogen gas is more faster in case of sodium potassium. Then if you take example of magnesium, aluminium and zinc, moderately they react with the acid. But some metal like copper, silver, gold, they do not react with this acid. So again, this data is useful for arranging the metal in the order of their reactivity. Now let us discuss another topic, aqua regia. Aqua regia, that is a Latin word meaning royal water. It is prepared by mixing concentrated hydrochloric acid and concentrated nitric acid in the ratio 3:1. This aqua regia, it is used to dissolve the gold. It is one of the few reagent that is able to dissolve gold and platinum. The fumes are very corrosive. So this is about aqua regia. That is a mixture of concentrated hydrochloric acid and concentrated nitric acid in the ratio 3:1, means 3 part hydrochloric acid and 1 part concentrated nitric acid. Now let us discuss how metal react with metal salt solution. So let us take a very simple and common example that already you know. When iron nail put into copper sulfate solution, then iron displaces copper from copper sulfate solution and it gives iron sulfate plus copper. So the reaction is iron plus copper sulfate, it gives iron sulfate and copper. It is a displacement reaction. Here iron shows more reactivity than the copper. That is the reason iron displaces copper from copper sulfate solution. The color of copper sulfate solution is blue. After reaction, it changes to light green, which is the color of iron sulfate. So in this way, we can carry out various reaction, different metals like calcium, magnesium, aluminium, zinc, and their salt solution. And we can find out where the reaction takes place. And accordingly, we can arrange this metal in a vertical column. This arrangement of metal in a vertical column, a series of metal in a vertical column according to decreasing reactivity, this is called reactivity series or activity series. Metal which are placed at the top, they are highly reactive. The metals which are placed at the middle, they are moderately reactive, and below it less reactive, and at the bottom they are least reactive. In this reactivity series, they place hydrogen in between the series. This hydrogen acts as a reference from the acid. The metal which are above hydrogen, they are able to displace hydrogen from acid, and the metal which are below hydrogen, they are not able to displace hydrogen from the acid. Hydrogen is not a metal, but this is used as a reference for the reactivity of metals. So in this module, we discuss about how metal react with acid. There are some exception like metal with nitric acid. Another topic, how metal react with their salt solution, that is displacement reaction, that already you learn in chapter 1, types of reaction. And finally, when we summarize all the chemical properties of metal, that is metal with air, metal with water, metal with acid, and metal with metal salt solution, we can conclude that some metals are highly reactive, some metals are moderate reactive, some metals are least reactive. And when we arrange them in a vertical column, it is called reactivity series. Thank you.